This is Ian Newton Plessett in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City lost 4-0 in very, very rainy conditions. Disappointing result. Second half really killed us, didn't it? The second goal, very disappointing. But Marvin has done a really good save for the penalty in the first half.
Yeah, two penalty saves for Marvin. Both of them he gave away. They're really unlucky today. I didn't see that as a penalty at all. The boy had already got there first. He'd already committed it. It's a rainy day. Boy slid into him, you know. But good for him that he saved the penalty again. Give him a lot more confidence. Second goal's disappointing because we didn't deal with it the best. Obviously, they've nicked in once it was 2-0 and you're chasing it. You know, it's going to go one way or the other. We didn't really look like we were going to score today. To be quite honest, they defended well and we didn't have enough know-how.
It's disappointing that we're just not scoring the goals at the moment, but Monday was such a marked improvement, but then today we really needed those goals, didn't we?
Well, we needed the goals on Monday and we didn't take chances. Monday, you know, we haven't got any goal scorers that our goal scorers are recognised goal scorers, so we're having to try as best we can to get something out of it, and you just hope those days will come. But we've had a problem all season, haven't we? And don't forget, you know, the same old story is we had six goal scorers leave the club, and it's hard to get one goal scorer when you have six gone. It's always hard, but we're working on it and we're trying, and it's the best we can do. You know, we just have to go and just get as many players playing well as you can. The defenders have a lot to do because it's not sticking up front, or we're not causing enough problems to the opposition. So all we can do is keep working as hard as we can, and hopefully we'll get some bodies in that can make a difference.
We've got an Aldershot Cup game on Wednesday, and then we've got a game in the league on Saturday, and we just look to bounce back.
Yeah, all we can do is go to the next game. Some of the squad players will play on Wednesday, and hopefully we can get something positive from there. And then, you know, every game for us is tough. Whichever way we look at it, every game between now and the end of the season is tough. In the situation we're in, you can't pick and choose. You just take one game at a time and see what you get from it.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Carl, and thanks for coming out.
Thank you.